the Halloween edition of Bro Talk Live, the best show on the internet for you by us. Bro Talk Live, always on the mark. Schman Jason hosting it as usual. Tonight's rundown, let me get into that really quick. Cardi B and Nicki Minaj, 50 Cent and Ja Rule, 12 years later. Megyn Kelly, actually it's more than 12 years. They've been beefing for like 15 years. Megyn Kelly, also I like to call Machine Gun Kelly now. Snoop Bowl snubs, and it is pre-Halloween. If you're listening to the podcast, it is Halloween, but we're filming this show the night before, and we're going to have some fun. So if you're watching on, you know, the YouTube channel, you'll get to see our costumes in a few seconds here. If you're not watching, look, you need to get to either Instagram or YouTube and see what we got on. Let's kick it over to my main man, Bill. Let's start with Bill. Bill, what up, bro?
Some of you have already seen me in this.
Okay, what you got? Is that, that's not a costume. That's a uniform. Okay,
it is a costume. This is a, get your life.
Is it, that's a deployed costume?
You better believe it.
Because you're not deployed.
It ain't going to be.
I hear that. Dex, you ready?
I am.
All right, what we got, Dex? What we got? What we got? What we got? What we got?
I decided this year that I wanted to be a little Mr. Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Oh, my goodness.
Blicky with the sticky.
Blicky with the sticky.
I love it. I live. That's a good job, Dex. See the 6ix9ine on the forehead.
I try.
And here's your host, Mr. Steve Hart.
I did not.
Welcome to Halloween, everybody. Bro Talk Live, always on the mark. All right, you guys ready for the first topic tonight? We got Steve Harvey, Tekashi 6ix9ine, and James Mattis.
My fellow Americans.
We don't know where Ty is. Maybe he's having the baby. We don't know. But once again, he's playing party pooper. Bro Talk. Oh, you like this little Halloween inspired little slide here we got?
I do like that.
You like that? Little remix. All right. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to have a story. The stash is killing it. The stash.
You also look like that guy. Like, you ever see that guy who does like the parody videos on like YouTube? He's like a real skinny, like that guy. You look like him.
Yes.
Double inception. All right. Bro Talk Live, right on the mark. So we're going to have a story and then we're going to have a contest, a Halloween costume contest by celebrities. Okay. So we're going to do story. Then we're going to do Halloween costume contest. All right. First story. Wu Chow, the ghetto. Actually, I said that all wrong. Wu Chow, the ghetto. And that's exactly what the story encapsulates. If you've been off of social media for the last week or so, then you missed everything that was Nicki Minaj and Cardi B. Nicki Minaj went on her Queen radio show and had this to say about Cardi B getting assaulted at the Harbor Bazaar's party by her good friend, Riley.
So first thing I want to start by saying is that, and there's no way I can lie about this because I guarantee fucking to you there is surveillance footage in the building where the assault took place. I also had my cameraman there. So just to clear everything up for people who don't know, Ra really, really beat Cardi's ass bad.
Mm.
Like really bad. And I'm not trying to, you know, and I'm not trying to be messy. You went home and told people that security hit you. And we let that lie continue because of legal reasons. I told Ra, don't tell anyone you hit her because I don't want nobody trying to sue me. Because they're going to come to the person with money. Instead, you went home and told you, I guess you had to look like a gangster in front of your friends and your family and da da da. I get it. Ra beat you so bad that I was mad at Ra. Like Ra, I'm talking about the punches was so hard in your head that I was mad at Ra. I'm like, yo, why do you, you know what I'm saying? Like, the fuck? But Ra didn't like her attitude the way she came at me. But I told Ra, like, yo, she didn't put her hands on me, but Rod just was like, yo, I couldn't take that chance. It looked like she was about to put her hand on you. And, you know, anybody that knows me knows I don't swear to God. I swear to God on my life. Rod held her head and punched her like, I don't know, 8, 9, 10 times. And I could hear it. And it was like, I'm talking about the hardest punches you've ever heard in your life.
so extra.
And then you go and you got your sister calling me a crackhead and calling, saying I'm leaking numbers and saying shit about my the way I'm beautiful. The fact that you would even discuss my looks is insane. Either of you. I'm a bad bitch. Always been a bad bitch. It's so much I can say. She and I met face to face, and there are things that we discussed in that room that I still won't say because I know if I say, it's gonna cause problems in her for her circle. And I'm not a devious person.
You're just trying to leave it alone.
I just want everybody to leave me alone, and then my fans will leave you alone. My fans always say, if y'all leave Nikki alone, we won't have shit to say. But you can't lie on me. Leaking numbers. I was doing a photo shoot. I didn't even know what was happening. Somebody hit my phone. I'm like, what's going on? Leaking numbers? What type of bird shit you talking about, bitch?
And that's how she ended that little statement. Cardi B, for her part, had a response to Nicki Minaj. She went on her Instagram page and released 15 videos. We've condensed this down to about 2 minutes. So check it out.
Nicki Minaj, right? How you saying that I got ragged by Riley when there's so many footages of that night, every single angle, and where am I getting ragged at? Why would I be here sitting in line like, oh yeah, I did this, I did that, knowing that the next day there's going to be so much footages of that same night? Well, and second of all, how you say that I was the wild animal, that I attacked you, that you was mortified, that you was humiliated, playing the victim, but now you're the gangster. You need to pick a side. Do you want to be the victim or do you want to be the gangster? You lie so much, you can't even keep up with your fucking lies. First, you're saying that you got the footage, your cameraman got the footage, but now you're talking about you want to pay somebody $100,000 if they give you the footage? Yo, makes sense when you're talking. I thought you was the victim. I know what this footage of. You standing on the wall talking about, I'm standing right here. Miss Chung Lee, the Street Fighter. Get the fuck out of here. Then since you're talking about suing and shit, because you're claiming that Riley beat me up. Sis, I don't got to sue nobody because of a fight. I'm a street bitch. That is called snitching, you know? But since you want to talk about suing, maybe I should sue you for defamation of character. Something illegal called payola, because you don't understand why I am so fucking successful. My new single came out called Money, right? It was actually number one on the top charts, all genres on Apple. And that's the same shit that you got your queen radio on. So how can I possibly use payola on some shit that endorses you? Man, is you shitting me? Then let's talk about the leaked number shit, right? How come my phone number got leaked 1 hour after the altercation at the Harper's Bazaar party? Oh, how come everybody that y'all have issues with, that y'all have the numbers in y'all camp, they numbers got leaked? My sister just got into an argument with Riley, right? Well, how come my sister number haven't gotten leaked? Because y'all don't have it. How come my new number hasn't gotten leaked? Because y'all don't have it. Isn't that fucking funny? If you really want to talk about it, you know where to link me. We could always link up. You know who to reach out. You know, we could settle it. Hi, bro. You want to settle it? We could talk about it or we could fight it out. I'm with whatever.
Whatever.
But I'm sick and tired of that back and forth shit. I'm not doing it. I'm in a good space right now. Let me know
what's up. The hand took me out.
I can't.
Nicki Minaj heard what Cardi B's offers were, and she had a couple of offers of her own. She posted on Twitter, we can, ellipses, get on and live and have the convo for the world to see, do a lie detector test together, or do an interview on hashtag Queen Radio, or we can both sit in a room together, hear a beat for the first time, and have ourselves filmed writing to it.
Whoa, we want to see a fight.
Tekashi 6ix9ine, as my mustache falls off, do you think that Nicki Minaj and Cardi B need to have a little rat beef? Then do you think that Cardi was actually justified now in trying to fight Nicki Minaj after what she said?
I don't know where I stand with this anymore. Like, I feel like yesterday shouldn't have happened. Like, I think it's great for the show, for us.
And it's still up.
In reality, it's just like, I'm just kind of confused now. Like, y'all are upset, but then at the end of it, and they were going off on each other. And then at the end of it, Nicki's like, let's just be positive. And Cardi was like, fine. And it's like, okay, so so what are we doing? Like, all of that for nothing. It's like, it's stupid. The two of them, y'all got to go in timeout, both of y'all.
You got to say it. Tekashi would say it.
Bitch, you're stupid.
I don't know why Cardi B, and I don't understand why Nicki Minaj is like bragging that her friend beat up Cardi B. Like, so, oh, you, she beat the mess out your head. She dumped your head for like 10 minutes. Like, why are you bragging about that?
Did you hear Nicki say?
She didn't really beat up. That's why.
When she started that off, she said, I was mad at Ra for beating her up because, and I told her for legal reasons, don't say anything because they're going to come after the person with money, which is me. And it's, if I'm the friend that beat somebody up for you and you say that, I'm going to beat you up.
You better believe it.
She didn't care at all. Like, she was like, oh, just don't beat her up because I'm here and I don't want to get the charges.
So don't tell nobody you beat her up because I don't want to get sued. You don't have no money.
All right, the first category of the day, Katana, Halloween costumes. All right, so we have two entries. I want you guys to let me know which one wins, okay? Huh?
Like Mortal Kombat Katana?
Yeah, these are two people who are dressed up as Katana, and I want to know which one is the best one, okay? All right, here we go. On the left, we have Teyana Taylor, dressed up as Katana. On the right, we have EJ Johnson, also dressed up as Katana. Who? What? Bill? What? Bill? What's wrong, Bill? Which Katana stole the show for you?
I know, Will, you seem like you're deep in thought, Will. So I'll just go over it while you think about it. Because I know it's probably going to take you a minute. I'm going to go ahead and go with Teyana Taylor. I think Teyana, like, really committed to it. And she that was great. So like,
it's going to take you a minute.
I'm sorry?
You said it's going to take him a minute.
Because, I mean, you know, you have to decide what you like or whatever. And it's okay. But I'm going to go ahead and go with Teyana Taylor. Like, she even looks a lot like the character as well. And whereas EJ, I don't necessarily think he'd, like, or I don't think he like looks like the character, but he did do a good job like trying to do it though.
Here's why it took me so long, Dex. I was trying to decide whether or not that was actually you instead of EJ. So now that I've got that together, I'm going to go with Teyana Taylor also. Not because Miss EJ down the bottom here went with her, but because she actually does look. She looks like Teyana Taylor really does the job. Like, she
look at that waist.
Just a question. Just a question.
She reminded me of Little Kim. She reminded me of the other person she did. Now she's like Katana. I'm here for it.
Let me ask you this. You said you thought
we're moving on.
You thought it was me, and that's what took you a minute. So, like, if that was me, that means you pick the person. I don't understand what that meant. Like,
no,
whether it was me or not, like, why don't you just go right to Teyana?
Well, you and EJ look a lot alike.
I get it. We can move on. Go ahead.
You and EJ look a lot alike. That's all I'm getting at. Both of you have
trying
to decide whose breasts those were.
Is this the best of beef or the worst of beef? Ja Rule, who somehow managed not to get jail time for that Firefest fiasco.
Everybody else did, though.
You said what?
Everybody else did.
Did they really?
Clearly. Yeah, that guy's going to jail for it.
The one guy did other stuff, but basically they considered this fraud and they arrested him for it.
30 years, something like that. All right. 50 Cent posted this Groupon picture of Ja Rule. Ja Rule on Friday, November 9th at 8 p.m. 50 said, people think I'm mean, so go see this. $15. Wait, what I do now? LOL. And then the comments, he said, I just bought 200 seats in the front so they could be empty. And then he posted a picture photoshopped of him in the midst of his seats in front of the Ja Rule concert, being petty and, I think we're going to make this the new seats graphic.
I like it.
Yeah, that's good.
Ja Rule tweeted, I get under 50 Cent skin. I love it. And then he also posted this. This beef is a joke to everyone except this little ape looking bitch. She mad. And staying on trend with the mad, the double word. All right. So is this the very best of beef or is it time for these two to just stop talking to each other?
No, I think keep it going.
You like it?
Yeah, I think it's one of those things. Like, neither one of them are really doing a lot out here. So if this
hold is what you 50 Cent your father, you can't be talking 50 Cent your father. You can't be talking all
that. It's funny though. Like the two of them doing this, it's very funny. And like as long as it's not becoming violent or anything like that, like I'm okay with it.
I love your hair, dog. It's so funny. It looks so good.
Bill, yeah, when you commit, you gotta commit. That's what it is.
Bill, what you think?
I think this beef is stupid, but it is so funny and it gives us so many great memes. Keep it going. Like,
it's like every year it's like a little new chapter in it.
It is kind of bad though, because Ja Rule's not that funny. So like he makes jokes and stuff like that, it's just kind of like, now really we're just waiting for 50 Cent to come back and like get you together again. Like, that's funny. And Ja Rule's not really funny with it. And also, like, his Ja Rule's jokes are like very like 2007. You know what I mean? Like, where you can get away with stuff like that. Because like calling somebody like gay isn't like funny anymore. Like, that's kind of it's rude. You know what I mean? Like, so him doing this and calling like 50 Cent like a woman or whatever, it's just kind of like nobody's laughing at stuff like that anymore.
As you wear a pink shirt with a rainbow wig on.
Look, when I, like 10 years from now, when I have children, they're going to come back and they're going to look at old episodes of this show and they're going to be like, Dad, like, what is this?
All right. The second, my mustache is looking all jacked up. I wonder if Steve Harvey goes through this problem. Mustache just gets out of place.
How you think he feels?
All right. Next category is Gotham. Gotham City, to be exact. So here we go. Second contest, we have G-Eazy dresses Two-Face on the left here. And then we have Ty Dolla $ign and his girlfriend from Fifth Harmony. I do not know her name, so don't even get me to try to. I think her name's Lauren or something like that. Is it Lauren? Maybe. But yeah, they're dressed as the Joker and Harley Quinn. So who pulled it off better, G-Eazy as Two-Face or the Joker and Harley Quinn with Ty Dolla $ign and Fifth Harmony member?
Homegirl from Fifth Harmony looks good.
She does.
That's all you're going to give me?
That's all I got.
I thought G-Eazy did good with that suit. That's a nice suit.
That suit has literally nothing to do with the Joker. Like, you don't even.
It's not the Joker. It's Two-Face.
Oh, it's Two-Face. But I mean, it still doesn't look like Two-Face though. Like, I feel like with Two-Face, like, just do classic. Just do black and white.
I guess. What do you think?
I like. Yeah, I think Harley looks. The Harley Quinn looks good. Everybody else, you can throw the.
You don't like the black Joker and Ty Dolla $ign? All right, so I guess we're going to give it to Ty Dolla $ign regardless, because y'all are the only one that voted for it. Harley Quinn. I can't believe I didn't appreciate that Two-Face look. Okay, whatever.
No, I mean, the NBC... he could have done another suit.
The NBC do the right thing. Megyn Kelly, as we all know, had the following quote on her now-defunct show, Megyn Kelly Today. You do get in trouble if you're a white person who puts on blackface on Halloween, or a black person who puts on whiteface for Halloween. Back when I was a kid, that was okay, as long as you were dressing up as like a character. She got a lot of backlash about that. People were ripping her through the shreds, petitioning NBC to cancel the show. You can see this African-American lady in the background here just staring a hole into the back of her head. And the next day, Megyn Kelly heard all the backlash and responded with this.
You may have heard that yesterday we had a discussion here about political correctness and Halloween costumes. And that conversation turned to whether it is ever okay for a person of one race to dress up as another. A black person making their face lighter or a white person making theirs darker to make a costume complete. I defended the idea, saying as long as it was respectful and part of a Halloween costume, it seemed okay. Well, I was wrong, and I am sorry. I learned that given the history of blackface being used in awful ways by racists in this country, it is not okay for that to be part of any costume, Halloween or otherwise.
That was just a couple of seconds, I should say, of a longer speech, but... They didn't really, really care. They made her apologize and then they fired her from the show. It's a wrap. NBC officially cancels Megyn Kelly's Today. And they asked Fox if they were interested in taking Megyn Kelly back. And they said, oh, we're good on our side. Al Roker is now going to be part of the team to replace Megyn Kelly on that third hour of the Today show. And they had this to say, I think this was yesterday morning, saying, today, as you know, we're starting a new chapter in the third hour of our show as it evolves. We want you to know that the entire Today family will continue to bring you informative and important stories, just as we always have. End quote. They said there's going to be like a little rotating panel of hosts on that third hour. Guys, the NBC do the right thing in letting Megyn Kelly go and handling this the way that they did. What you think?
Well, go ahead.
I just think... First of all, NBC knew what they were getting when they hired Megyn Kelly. Like, they knew she played, like, they knew she told it that line. They knew she played that game because it's all she did on Fox. So mm-hmm. when they hired her, they already knew what they were getting. Like, the issue I have is and is always going to be an issue. It's always a table of white people sitting around discussing what black people should and should not do. Like, there's always a table of what, like, it's just a lot going on with this that needs to be unpacked. The NBC knew what they were getting into. I don't even know why they did it. I guess they were trying to pull another audience. They knew what Megyn Kelly was. They knew her track record, and this was their fault. They brought this on themselves.
All right. A lot of people say that they got rid of Tamron Hall too, which was a mistake. They kicked her off of that third hour to make room for Megyn Kelly.
And then why is this 3 hours of a Today Show? Nobody needs 3 hours.
Dex, what you think? Did you get it right?
You know, to be honest with you, I don't necessarily know if I think that they did it right. I know this probably sounds crazy coming from me as a black man, but I don't really understand the issue of what she said. Like, she said, like, herself, like, I don't understand why, like, blackface was an issue. Like, I don't understand why people see it as an issue. And I think coming from a white woman, I think that's kind of one of those things, like, of course you don't understand it. It's not something that's painful for you. It's not a history that you have to live through. You don't know it. You do not know it. And I think that's an opportunity, like Will said, to bring a black person on to explain that to you. Like, in this culture that we're in right now, everybody's so afraid they're going to lose advertisers and everything. So they're like, oh, no, let's just cancel it. But it's like, no, this was a learning moment, not just for her, but for society, period. Yeah. Like, the very next day, instead of her doing an apology, you could have had a black person on the show and they could have explained to you the issues with blackface, why it's a problem. And it's not just for you. It's for you and people who look like you, people who follow you, people who act like you, people who were on the panel with you. It's for them as well.
Right. Very well said. Do you think that I think the firing was more of a cumulative effect, like of all the things, all the bad press she's been getting since she started that.
Yeah.
Since she started that show is kind of like the nail in the coffin. And they were like, look, we need to get rid of this girl. And, you know, I'm not upset. I'm not upset at all that they got rid of her. You know what I'm saying? She deserves to go.
It's one of those things that they got rid of her, but like she still comes out on top. Like she's getting paid like 50 some million dollars, period, still. And it's just kind of like there's no loss here. Like the only thing she had to do was apologize, but she still doesn't understand why she was wrong. Like I feel like somebody should have
apologized. She says she understands why she's wrong. She says she said it
because she was told to, but I feel like somebody should have been on there and gave it. Like that she should have really let somebody come on the show and like rip her a new one. And then we would have been cool with that.
Well, apparently that's what Al Roker did behind the scenes, but
no, but no,
it don't need to be behind the scenes. When people make comments like this on the scene, they have their tails handed to them on the scene. Don't give me no, oh, well, the executives behind, no, because that's not what she did it. She should have had somebody get on in that little circle that they were sitting at their little table, drinking their little Chardonnay, drunk as they want to be on the Today Show, and had somebody explain to her what the problem was. And the second problem is, why do we have 3 hours of the Today Show? Nobody's watching that much Today Show.
Especially not that third hour. Keep that. All right, category number 3, adventure heroes. Costumes with adventure heroes in them. We have the cast of Black-ish dressed up as Black Panther. We have Killmonger and Okoye, and then King T'Challa himself. And we also have a supermodel. I can't remember her name. She's a supermodel. She dressed up as the Avatar character. So who do you think got it best?
That is good.
Avatar or Black Panther?
That's a good Avatar work. I'm here for that.
That is hard. But I feel like...
It has motion, too. Check it out. Check out the motion. Look at this.
I am going to give it to the Black-ish cast. And the only reason is just because I feel like it's very like creative the way they did it. And I feel like the Avatar one, like, yes, it takes a lot of effort and a lot of work and stuff like that, but it's kind of easy.
How? What?
Like, I think like if you look like the Avatar character is easy. Like, I mean, like, you know exactly what to do with the makeup and stuff like that. And I don't really feel like it's like really getting into the character, if that makes any sense at all.
No,
You're walking around like a blue troll.
I'm not saying like it doesn't take effort to do it. I'm not saying that part is easy, but I'm just saying like like when I see it, it to me it's just like, okay, I get it. Like I see what you did there. But like with that, with theirs, it just to me it seems like it's more like creative. Like the Avatar one was
going Black creative. Panther this year, no?
Black Panther was, it just came out this year, so it's a very relevant, very timely costume. They put it together, and like, and maybe I'm biased because I like the show, but it just seems like, I don't know, it just seems like people who do costumes that they create a little bit, and it looks like they kind of like use stuff from like their home and all that kind of stuff like that, like that's more exciting to me than someone doing something that's like you can buy in a store.
All right, understood. All right, let's move on, because, you know, got a lot of show left. Which artists should artists turn down Super Bowl offers? Jermaine Dupri spoke about people turning down, you know, reportedly offers to the Super Bowl in Atlanta, the latest being Rihanna reportedly turning it down in favor of Colin Kaepernick. Also, Cardi B has said if she's offered it, she also would turn it down. No word on whether or not that offer was made, but
it was.
He said, quote, "Boycotts and marches don't seem like they work to me. I'm sorry. I think they should send a message while they're on stage. Take advantage of your platform. Taking advantage of your platform is to not do the Super Bowl as well. The more people speak on it, the more they talk about it, then the more it's something people feel like they have to address. Me being the unofficial mayor of the city, talking about Atlanta, but caring about how people view my city forever and ever. I feel like it's my job at least to make sure the Welcome to Atlanta experience is the best that you've ever had for those who still come and support Super Bowl weekend." He is living off of that song. 2004.
I don't even know what song he's living off of, number one.
Yes, you number do. Welcome two. To Atlanta, where the play is play and we ride on the street like every day.
No, thank you. what I want, first of all, who asked him for advice? Who asked him?
He's the mayor of Atlanta. Everyone's asking him. What are you talking
about? He did say his peers. He didn't say himself. I just want to put that out
there. He can't. Where's his 20th, 13th, 15th? I don't even know.
Look, he can have Bow Wow up on the stage. I think this is what he's trying to do. He's trying to get someone to offer him the slot so he can go up there and bring Bow Wow and the Brat and escape all them other people that he used to manage back up there on the stage. And maybe Janet can make another appearance. You know what I'm saying? It's time. This is the time. Dex, you think you're a big component of people speaking out. Do you think that people protesting the Super Bowl is pointless?
I do. I think it's at this point, like, even like I said this before when Jay-Z said it, like Jay-Z's like, you know, like, I don't need the Super Bowl. I don't need to do the Super Bowl. Like, for me, that's kind of weird because it's like you're advocating for Colin Kaepernick. And the only reason we know about Colin Kaepernick and like what he did and the reason it's a big deal, period, is because Colin did it like on television. We saw him do it. And he did it within the NFL. So like, I feel like using his same platform to speak out against what they're doing, I think that makes sense, and get paid for it. And that, you know what I mean? Like you're going on there, like
oh, you don't get paid for it, but yeah,
you get the Super Bowl,
huh?
You don't get paid for it, but yeah, you get the exposure, which is, I guess, worth being paid. So yeah, I feel you.
And I look at it like they could do literally what Beyonce did. Beyonce went up there and she, in people's opinions, people said that she like saluted the Black Panther Party. Like, you don't have to go up there and drape yourself in the American flag or whatever. You can go up there and kneel if you want to. And I feel like you're doing it on a large platform. So to me, performing at the Super Bowl and actually speaking out and doing what you feel like you should be doing is like the bit, like the biggest F you to the organization, in my opinion.
All right, cool. I agree. Blast of the past, next category. We have Dave East and his girlfriend dressing up as Ike and Tina Turner. And then we have Gabrielle Union dressed up as Gwen Stefani and Dwayne Wade just dressed up as, I guess, somebody from the 90s. I'm not sure. But who are we going with? Ike and Tina or Gwen Stefani?
You already know who I'm going with. That's Adam Hall. Bullock. And I love me some Ike and Tina.
I don't know. Like, that's a really hard one. And to be honest with you, I don't know. I think I'm going to go with Gabrielle. I think I'm going to go with the Gwen Stefani look. And I think it's because, like, that look, like, I remember that. You know what I mean? I remember seeing, like, that video, her wearing that. And I saw the video of Gabrielle Union coming down. And I was like, oh, my God. Like, it's cool to see a celebrity transform into another celebrity who is, like, still around and active and young and stuff now. So I'm going to go with Gabrielle Union, although I think Dave East and his girl did an amazing job.
All right, very well said. And speaking of celebrities, let's jump to the last one really quick. I'm sorry. If I had to pick one, I would have picked Ike and Tina, because Dwayne Wade didn't participate. But the last category, living celebs, we have, bam, Rita Ora, who dressed up as Post Malone, did an amazing job, I think, on this. And then you have Ryan Seacrest, who dressed up as Karl Lagerfeld, who is close to Bill's heart. Who are we going with? Rita Ora, with the best work she's done in years, or Karl Lagerfeld, Ryan Seacrest's impersonation?
I'm going with this Carl and Anna. Oh, oh my goodness. Ryan Seacrest freaking nailed it. I love Karl Lagerfeld. Everybody knows that. That's great.
All right, Dex, who are you going with?
I think Rita Ora killed it. Like, she looks amazing there.
Rita Ora did kill it. Like, she got all the tattoos.
That's a transformation.
Yeah, that doesn't even look like Rita Ora. She must have got the exact tattoo artist who did his tattoos
to just draw on her face.
That looks really good. All right, time for a Halloween edition of Racist. all right, so follow this story. A white father was pissed because people were mad at him for letting him and his son dress up as Nazis for Halloween. This is what he had to say. Tonight, me and my family went to the Trail of Treats at the riverfront. They had a wonderful time and are very happy with their candy haul. But I need to speak out. Anyone who knows us knows we love history and often dress as part of historical figures. Tonight, as we walked, we saw people dressed as murderers, devils, serial killers, blood and gore, and all sorts. Nobody batted an eye. But my little boy and I dress as historical figures, and it merits people not only making snot remarks, but approaching us and threatening my little five-year-old boy. That's right. Tonight, grown adults threatened a child over his costume, threatened his mom and dad as well, threatened to rip his outfit off of him, screaming obscenities and scaring a small child. First off, it's none of your business. Second, how dare you? I mean, how dare you threaten a child? It's one thing, but my child, you're messing with fire. I do want to thank the people who intervened and for those people, those good people we interacted with. Yes, liberalism is alive and well, and we had the displeasure of dealing with the fruits of the so-called tolerant left. Once again, this guy is referencing him and his son's costumes because his son dressed up as a Nazi, and so did he. So guys, is this guy racist, or do you think he just doesn't understand the brevity of what he did?
At the point you and your child are dressing up as Nazis, like, you absolutely understand the brevity of what you're doing.
You like the little question that did that word?
Like, okay, come on, okay. Let me explain you something. The boy may not know, because it looks like he's really, really young. So the boy may not understand. So people hollering and screaming at this boy, the boy honestly may not understand what's going on. All I know is my dad.
But that's how you help people understand, though. He understands now.
Well, I bet you he do. And I bet you his daddy understand, too.
Do you think he's racist, Dex, or do you think it's just a misunderstanding?
I think this is very racist. And like, if you really look into like what he's saying, like, you go into this whole stuff about the left and all this stuff. These people, you don't know what political affiliation these people have.
Right, they love it. Like, I swear they could just pick them out.
Yeah, like, you can't just pick out a person a political affiliation because they disagree with you being blatantly racist. Like, don't do that. And I think that right there says a lot about him.
All right. Keep it pushing. I think we caught up on time. Look at us. Q&A. Oh, Ty's not here, so...
Ty's Casper for Halloween.
Casper.
All right, topic number one. Rude-ass media members. Topic number two, my grandma was making Kelly. Topic number three, Rashida's broke ass. And topic number four, sleeping with the fam. Ooh, these titles this week.
Three and four, let's go.
What'd you say?
I said three and four, let's go.
Let's go with three and four.
All right, here we go. Can you read, Bill?
I can read. Since last holiday season, when my office hired Rashida, she has quietly hit up almost everyone in our small office for various short-term personal loans. I personally have always been firm and apologetic with her when saying no for myself. Saying no was easy because it seemed really inappropriate, And because of the amounts, she would ask for range so widely, sometimes with 2+ requests in one day, such as $10 for gas, less weird, maybe, but still weird, to hundreds for a vet bill, okay,
girl,
weirder, to $1,000 and change for a car repair, which shocked me so much I laughed out loud. My colleague, Ashley, who fell for one of her sob stories, lent her, child, where's Ashley? Lent her $1,000+ amount and waited through months of flimsy promises before it was repaid. After that, when she realized that Rashida was comfortable asking for money again and again, Ashley came to me to tell me her experience and ask what I would suggest. That's when I realized that my interactions with Rashida were not isolated. With the exception of one very junior staffer, Rashida has hit up everyone with different sob stories for each person, sometimes even on the same day. So my question for you is this a personal boundaries issue that each person should just deal with individually, or is this a work-related problem that I should now bring to Rashida's manager? Rashida does not handle money or any company assets. So that's not a variable, but sheesh, how do we get this to stop?
You report it right to her manager. Like, I don't care if she don't have no access to no company funds or anything, company assets. If you hit me up on the daily about some money and I've already told you no more than once, that means something's not clicking, and we're going to get you someone that's going to make it click.
I was really curious as to what you guys are saying, because I didn't know. I really don't know how to answer this question, because I'm not the type of person that wants to tell people's managers on them or whatever. And I also look at it like, if she asks you for money and you're willing to give it to her, it's just like, okay, then that's your personal thing. You know what I mean? That's like same with me.
But don't keep asking me every day.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But like, I feel like if they're asking you every day, then you can say like, no, or whatever. No, I'm not going to do this or whatever. Like, if it's just you, then maybe I can't understand that. But like, I feel like she's trying to speak for the whole office too. Like, she's trying to make it stop, period, and not just for herself.
Let me say, look, and y'all, can you get Rashida to stop asking us for money, please? That's all I'm gonna say.
So what I just realized is Rashida is at work asking these people for money.
Yes, at work.
Rashida, are you an intern? Are you volunteering, honey? Don't you get a job?
No, everybody else there got a job, so she know they got money. That's why she asked.
But it's like one of those things, Rashida, you know they ain't paying you nothing, clearly. So guess who else is not getting paid anything? It's the rest of us that are working with you.
All right. So you're not going to tell Dex? You're going to let it go?
I would let it go. I would speak for myself, and I would tell her myself, like, look, please don't ask me for money. Like, I don't feel comfortable doing that. Like, it's not for me. I don't do that. And I don't want to get escalated. Huh?
I was saying, Bill, what are you going to tell her to do?
The first thing I'm going to do is like, I'm the kind of person, like, if we had work together and Rashida's coming to me like, yo, I'm like, don't you got a job? Like, I got a job. You better wait till payday. Like, I'm waiting.
Will she ask you again next week? And again, the following week. And again, the following week.
Rashida, see, that's not going to happen. See, you got to put it in check for real, for real. Not like, oh, Rashida, well, if you just wait until, maybe next week. Well, let me check. No, Rashida ain't got no money. Stop asking me for money. You work like I work. And if you don't, I'm going to tell your manager. And that should solve all the problems right there.
So you threaten to tell the manager. Okay.
Maybe. And then if she asks you again, just put a brick through her window.
All right, moving on. I'm taking this mustache off, it hurts. Sleeping with the fam. Topic number 4, sleeping with the fam. Here we go.
What is your opinion on co-sleeping? My best friend, her fiance, and his daughter all sleep in the same bed at night, and neither minds it one bit. Her fiance loves it, saying he knows where both of his beautiful ladies are at night and he doesn't have to worry. When they want to make love, they wait until his daughter is not in the bed or they go into the spare bedroom. I think this is a little weird. What do you think?
Very weird. I'm not going to judge them, but I do think it's weird.
I don't have an issue with it.
Especially if it's not your daughter. Like, you, You know what I'm saying? That's not your daughter.
So I feel like that he said, like, you know, like, I think they're being respectful of the daughter to make sure they're not having sex with the girls in the bed. Although I don't even think you should know that. I think that's a bit, it's a little too much information, one. But I think that's respectful. And also, like, I'm not a parent yet, but I think as a parent, I would probably, I'm sure my wife will probably be like, no, that's not going to happen. But I would probably be okay with my child sleeping in bed just because I want to know. Oh, yeah. Like, make sure the child's okay and all that stuff. So
I sleep in the, you know, our 9-month-old, you know, sleeps in bed with us sometimes until we put her in the crib and then she cries and then she gets back in the bed. But that's my child and that's my wife's child. Like, it's not like, you know, saying one of the, there's not one of our children. It's not like a step, well, they're not even married. So it's not her child. It's his child. And that's, they're engaged, I guess. But I think it's kind of weird you be sleeping in bed with somebody else's child.
I don't know. I don't have a problem with that either. I'm with Dex. It's interesting. Like, I'm with Dex.
I wonder how old she is.
Huh?
I wonder how old the daughter is.
Well, yeah, how old the daughter is. And I mean, my niece climbs in my bed all the time. Like,
no. No.
What'd you say, Dex?
Like, no, like, nobody's sleeping in the bed with me unless it's like either my child or, like, you know. Yeah, really, they have to just be my child. Like,
so yeah, so it's not, so that's what I'm saying. This girl is not her child. So, it's not,
but I mean, like, it is in a sense. You get what I'm saying? Like, they're like, you're basically gonna, you're taking on that role.
Wait, how do we know, like, this is not her child?
It's a fiance.
Because she wrote, my best friend.
Well, what does the baby mom think about this? Did you tell the baby mom?
You want snitch? As her, hey, just so you know, your daughter. Like,
maybe she now, that pick. Would be an interesting question for the show. Tell us what happens when you tell her mother. Write us that follow up.
All right. That was Q&A. For more questions, hit us up brotalklive.com/questions and we will get them into the show.
I will go ahead and, you know, do Dex's BS report. I think we're about there anyway. So, you know, we normally do this like two truths and a lie. So what I'm going to do right now is, it's just Will and I, you know, JC has to get things figured out and we'll do the two truths and a lie with us. With them, actually. All right. So the first one, Burger King, the company that is known for coming up with some pretty crazy things, you know, like Burger King, they gave us the cereal milkshakes with the Cinnamon Toast Crunch and the Fruit Loop cereal and other kind of stuff like that. Now Burger King is actually giving us a Fanta flavored drink, and it's a chocolate drink or a black cherry drink. And apparently, if you drink this Fanta slushy from Burger King, it is going to turn your insides upside down. People are complaining and going back to Burger King and telling them that, like, look, like, this is turning my bowel movements like different colors. Like, I'm not able to sit for a long period of time because I'm consistently getting diarrhea from it. And a lot of people are saying that it's causing them to throw up and get nosebleeds or whatever. Mm-mm. The next story is the Titanic, the famous ship that sailed decades ago. There was an amazing movie with it with Leonardo DiCaprio and Kate Winslet.
Yeah.
It's going to come back out in 2022. The ship is going to be like out and sailing again. Like, the Titanic is going to be out. So if you guys want to sail on the Titanic, get your tickets now or start saving up that money now. And the final story, in Colorado, there is a man who was recently arrested for being a serial stealer, but he wasn't just stealing anything. He was stealing prosthetics. Like, so he's going around, he's stealing prosthetic legs, he's stealing prosthetic arms, and so forth and so on. So, Will, in your opinion, what do you think is the truth? And what do you think is a lie?
I just can't see them trying it again with this Titanic. Like, y'all failed so badly the first time. There's no possible way you're trying it again. Like, I don't know. Yikes. But then again, this Burger King thing, like, I don't think Burger King tries it that hard. Like, they cannot try it that hard. Like, like, oh my God. And this prosthesis, like, what is Dex? Like, all these things must be happening in Florida. Like,
Ironically, nothing's happened. Well, the Burger King, I guess, is everywhere, but like nothing specifically is happening in Florida, which is different.
This is wild to me.
Yeah.
Yikes. I'm going to go ahead with the Titanic sailing in 2020. That's the false. That's not true. And the other two are true.
Now, I feel like I might have cheated a little bit this week. So all stories are true. All three of them are actually true.
I'm sorry, what?
The only thing that isn't true is that people are not getting nosebleeds from the Burger King drink. But there is a guy in Colorado still in prosthetic legs and arms and everything. Like, that is actually happening out there. And then, you know, the Titanic is coming back. They're going to sail again. The Titanic ship is going to sail again in 2022. So if you seem
to be... Do you understand how ridiculous that even sounds? Like you drowned all these people the first two.
What was the first two? Well, you missed all three of them. So now that we have you here, it's okay. These are the three stories. So one, the Titanic is going to sail again in 2022. That sounds like the Columbus thing. Columbus sailed the ocean blue. But anyway, yeah.
What year, Dex?
2022.
I don't know what year Columbus sailed. What did the Columbus sail the ocean blue in
19?
1842?
1492, Dex. Six was the Pope. 1492.
Oh.
Dexter.
It was a long time ago. It was a really long time ago. I wasn't even born. Damn. Okay. I said, God, this fucking wig. I mean, sorry. This freaking wig. Why would I say 18? So, the first story was the Titanic is going to sail again in 2022. There's a man in Colorado who is stealing prosthetic arms and prosthetic legs. And Burger King just released a new black cherry drink that's making people sick. Like, they're getting diarrhea, they're throwing up, they're getting nosebleeds, so forth and so on. So, Jason, which one do you think is the lie?
The nosebleeds.
How do you know that?
It's because I just Googled it. It's like, no, I didn't Google it. I just went, I guess. I actually got one right for once. All right. I don't have a seat for this week. Gotta go. It's 8:11. We've been on the air for a little bit. So we appreciate you guys sticking around. Don't forget, like, subscribe, tell a friend about the show, and comment. Also, we have a store, brotalklive.com, that you can check out and buy some merch from if you're interested, and we will get it to you. Don't forget, subscribe to us, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Play Store, Last FM, Player FM, all these different sites that we're on. We appreciate all you guys' support. BroTalkLive.com. You guys have a wonderful week. We out.